Welcome back to the Ayu's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and we are continuing still in the sixth chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph, 10 and 11. Mishnah Yud says, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says, Es sheyabelas be'eino. So we're continuing to list what mumin, what blemishes would disqualify an animal for use as a Bechor, and another one now is that it has a wart in its eye. Vishinifkam etzem yado, v'etzem raglo, or if it has a defective bone in its foreleg or its hind leg. Vishinifsak atzmo shebepiv, or if the bone of its mouth is broken. Eno achas gedola v'achas katana, or if one eye is big and one eye is small. Azno achas gedola v'achas katana, or if one ear is big and the other is small. Bamara aval lo bamida. But this only applies if the ear is visibly bigger, not if it needs to be measured. So if you have to take out a ruler and say, well, this one's 14 centimeters and this one's 13 centimeters, if you can't tell it visually, then it's not a mum. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Achas mi beitzav gedola kishtayim b'chaverta. Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of its testicles is twice as large as the other, then that's a mum. V'lo hodulo chachamim. But the chachamim did not agree with this. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Yabelis, a wart. Va'afilu hi beloven shebayin, even in the white part of the eye. V'yesh ba sa'ar, and it's got hair in it. Hari ze mum, then this is a mum. Because we said earlier that normally speaking, something in the white part of the eye is not a mum, but a hairy wart is an exception to that general rule. V'shenifgam etzem yado, if the foreleg is defective, shenikar hamum, so that the blemish is noticeable. Ule'el ari b'shenishbar. And above, previous Mishnah talks about when the leg is broken. So if the leg is broken and it can stand there and you don't notice anything, that's fine. But here, it is noticeable. It's a different type of mum. V'shenifsak atzmo shebepiv, and if the bone of its mouth is broken, Shahashinayim kavuospo. So that's the bone that the teeth are set into, so the jaws. Vilamala min hachutin kamairi. And it's talking about above the chutin, which are teeth. The I chutin gufaihu, because if it's those teeth itself. Tahainu hashinayim atzman shibemtsaha peh. Those are the teeth in the middle of the mouth. Hotanan la'el da afilo nifgamu o nigmumu havimum. We learned above that it's a mum even if those teeth are missing a piece or rotted. So now we know we're not talking about those teeth, we're talking about the bone in which those teeth are set and even beyond those teeth in the mouth. Eno achas gedola, if one of its eyes is big, kishel egel, so for example if a sheep or a goat has an eye as big as a calf. V'achas katana, and the other is small, kishel oves, like the eye of a goose. Bamare, but the ear only if it's noticeable. Shinira lakol shizu gedola mizu. So it has to be evident to people that one is larger than the other. Avalo bamida, but not by measuring it. Shim eno nikar el bamida. If you can only tell by measuring it, eno mum. It's not a blemish. And Rabbi Yehuda said, if one testicle is twice as large as the other, v'lo hodulo chachamim, the sages did not agree. The Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. V'halacha kechachamim. And in this matter, the halacha follows the chachamim. That is not a mum. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Zanav ha'egel she'eno magas la'arkov. If the tail of a calf doesn't reach its knee. Amru chachamim, kol marbis ha'agalim kain. And the chachamim said, this is the way that all calves grow. Kol zman she'hein magdilin heim nimtachos. So as long as they're growing, they're expanding. So as the legs get longer, the tail gets longer. It should always be the tail reaching the knee. La'ezu arkov amru, which knee are they talking about? Because they have three joints in their legs. La'arkov sheb emtsa hayerech. So that's talking about the joint in the middle of the thigh. A'elu mumin shochatin es habachor. So for all of these mumin that we just enumerated in this chapter, one may slaughter a bachor and use it as food, not as sacrificial animals. Upsulei hamukdashin niftin alehen. And for these types of mumin, for these blemishes, other types of sanctified animals can be redeemed. Let us again go to the Bart Neuro. La'arkov, the knee. La'kesher ha'elyon shehu makom chibur hayerech im hashok. So that's the upper joint where the top part and the middle part of the animal's leg join. Ukenegda Bagamal, Niker Shiyeshlo, Kneged Arkuva El Yona Zu, Etzem Bolet Lachutz. And in a camel, it's evident, it's obvious, because opposite this joint, there's a bone that sticks out. So it's the analogous place in a cow that you could see easily on a camel. Kol Marbis HaAgalim Kain, this is the way that all calves grow. Kol Tarbis HaAgalim Umin Hagan Shihei Znavan Magiel Arkov. So it's normal that the tail is going to reach down to the knees. Hilkach Betzir Mehachi Havimuma. Therefore, if it's less than this, it would be a blemish. V'kashein gadilos nimtachos ad lamata. And as they grow, it extends downward. Shebeemtza yerech, which joint is this? It's the one in the middle of the thigh. Huakvitza elyon shepirashti. Tekenegda begamal nikar. And the Bartnero says, this is that upper joint that I already explained is evident in a camel. A'elu mumin shochatin es habachor. So a bachor can be slaughtered and eaten as food for any of these blemishes. Afal gav de tenan bereish parkin, a'elu mumin shochatin es habachor. Even though at the beginning of the chapter it started by saying, for these blemishes one can slaughter a bachor, hadar tenia hacha. It goes back and it repeats it again here. Mishum de tenan shlosha hosif v'chule, v'amru lo lo shamanu es elu. Because we had that incident previously where Ila gave us three examples of a mum and the Chachamim did not agree with him. So it's going back and it's emphasizing that even for these mumin with which the Chachamim disagreed, an animal can be slaughtered. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude this chapter and continue on with Perek Zayin.